Storm and Flame, written by Mallory Wanless, narrated by Laura Greaves. Chapter 1. Elena.
Come on, just work, damn it,
Elena muttered to herself, trying for the millionth time to cast her spell. Aegon had stretched his lithe, weasel-like body across a long, skinny patch of sunlight on the floor of the testing room. He'd spent the morning basking in the warmth of the sun-drenched stone and flicking his fluffy, blue-black tail back and forth. As her closest, and arguably only, friend, Aegon knew nothing he could say would make her feel better. She was in a mood, and the best thing he could do was to leave her be. Sparks flared and quickly sputtered out from Elena's fingertips.
Damn it! Why can't I get this stupid spell right?
It was a rhetorical question, but Elena was so frustrated by her own ineptitude that she would have traded everything she owned to successfully complete a spell on the first try. Elena was easily the worst enchantress in her class, probably the whole school. The other students mocked her mercilessly. It didn't help that her mother, Madame La Belle, was the most famous enchantress in the whole country, possibly the world, and the headmistress of their school. She could turn a seed into a centuries-old tree with the flick of her wrist. Elena could grow a seed into a sapling with 20 minutes of chanting, flicking, waving and praying. Maybe, on a good day. Madame La Belle was notorious for her skills with magic, as much as her beauty. Unfortunately for Elena, she inherited her looks from her father. At least, she assumed that's where she got her flat hair and dull brown eyes. She'd never actually met him. In Waverly, as far as enchantresses were concerned, men served one purpose: impregnating women. The men were used and released of all parental rights, whether they liked it or not. Most men didn't even know the woman they had lain with was an enchantress, much less that they had fathered a child as a result. The women opted to disguise themselves: bar wenches, visitors lost in the big city, damsels in need of aid on the side of the road, etc., just to get what they needed and be gone before the man even knew her name. It was crass and cowardly, but Elena had been raised to believe it was for the best. Men weren't capable of raising children, especially magical ones, and an enchantress always gave birth to another enchantress. Never in the history of the world had an enchantress given birth to a non-magical child, or a boy for that matter. Enchantress beget enchantress. End of story. Elena dreamed of love and happy endings when she was younger. All the girls did, but their time at Harbour Ridge taught them that magic was their top priority, followed closely by their loyalty to the school and Madame La Belle. Elena always felt that it was a tad hypocritical how often her mother preached about loyalty to their family, the school and their classmates, when she never paid any attention to her own flesh and blood. What sort of mother neglects her own child to favour those who are more adept at magic? Not a good one, Elena mused glumly. Aegon had been with her since before she was born, like all familiars. They were born together and stayed attached for an unusually long time, according to her mother. Typically, familiars disconnected from the baby's umbilical cord within a few days before settling into their permanent animal form. Aegon and Elena stayed connected for 2 weeks, all the while Aegon remained a blob encased in the placenta. Her mother had many specialists, including a therianology enchantress, or an animal enchantress, come and inspect Aegon and try to coax him into taking any form at all. Nothing worked. Baby Elena just spent her days cuddling this disgusting blob of goo and sleeping. Madame La Belle often liked to remind Elena of how unusual that was, and how that should have been a sign that her daughter was going to be different, and not in a good way. Aegon did eventually develop into an animal. However, he didn't change into anything anyone had ever seen before. When she was young, Elena overheard one of the scholars reminiscing with another.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?